about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as the Obama healthcare law is unfolding more and more, we're realizing that, some more little pop-ups and surprises come our way. The latest is a study showing that prescription drug coverage is going to vary markedly state by state, to the point where some of the states are going to cover a hell of a lot and others aren't. Apparently, there are private health plans and insurance exchanges, you know, and it's a way to kind of keep the government out, hopefully, you know, by avoiding the public option. But like I said, these states better get this right, because if they don't, the government's going to say, you see, people aren't getting the medicines they need, people aren't getting the care they need, it's time for public option, and we don't want that. Okay, according to the Washington Post, they say a new study says basic prescription drug coverage could vary dramatically from state to state under President Barack Obama's healthcare overhaul. That's because states get to set benefits for private health plans that will be offered started 2014 through the new insurance exchanges. Apparently, a study that just came out today from the market analysis firm Avalere Health found that some states will require coverage of virtually all FDA-approved drugs, while others will only require coverage of about half of the medications. Consumers should still have access to essential medications, but there may not be much of a choice, i.e., you know, just a small list of generics versus something that also has brand names and a whole big variety. Believe it or not, Connecticut, Virginia, and Arizona will be among the states with the most generous coverage, whereas California, Minnesota, North Carolina will be among the states with the most limited coverage. Now, that's not surprising to California. California's going broke. So if they're going to be working with state exchanges and they're going to be trying to figure out how to, you know, lower the cost of the health insurance and try to take on some of the costs, I'm not sure how they're going to be doing that. I could see why things are going to be as cheap and bare as they can. You know, what could this lead to? Well, what could possibly happen is people decide to just go out of state for some of their medicines. You know, if some of these insurance plans allow you to, go out of state, which they should, I'm tired of these insurance plans that just, you know, keep you, you know, stuck in your own city. I mean, what if you have to go to Mayo Clinic? What if you have to go to the UCLA? You know, what if you have to go to MD Anderson? Your insurance doesn't cover it. So I think insurance should cover, go over state lines, absolutely. And maybe that would possibly be what happens. If you want to get a medication, you got to get it over state lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, from what we understand now, Obama will do no deal on the fiscal cliff without higher tax rates for the wealthy. He says no deal to avert the fiscal cliff unless Republicans drop their opposition to raising taxes on the wealthiest Americans. But they say Obama may be flexible on where the rates eventually wind up. Obama says he knows he won't get everything that he wants, but of course this would be a biggie. He would be pleasing so many of his constituents if it looks like he's turning the screws to the wealthy Americans. However, what he doesn't realize or doesn't care is the wealthy Americans are going to take it out on the less wealthy constituents because they are going to probably hire people less, pay less wages, have less benefits. All right. Apparently, the president campaigned for re-election on a plan to raise the rates on the top 2% of income earners to 39.6%, which is where they were under former President Bill Clinton. Obama administration officials have indicated they would be open to keeping the rate lower if the same amount of revenue can be achieved through closing tax loopholes and other measures. Republicans have proposed a fiscal cliff plan that revives ideas from failed budget talks with Obama last year. They want to maybe raise the eligibility age for Medicare, lowering cost of living hikes for Social Security benefits, and they say that could bring in about $800 billion in higher tax revenue. Again, the big problem is the trickle-down the trickle-up poverty that Michael Savage was talking about? But that starts when your business owners decide to cut the bottom line. Now, I'm not saying just because a person's making money, he's going to give that money to all his employees. But when you decide to cut something, that's when we're going to see more of a cut. I think raising taxes on the wealthy is one of the stupidest things you could do in the midst of a recession. Now, I know a lot of people, they don't get that. They're like, I don't understand, Dr. Dahlia. If a person is rich, and we're talking very rich, why can't he pay a couple extra percent in taxes? This should be a slam dunk. I don't understand why it's such a big issue. Especially when many of these rich still vote a Democrat. Right? Warren Buffett, Hollywood stars. You know, the Republicans aren't doing that to keep their vote. Many of the wealthy gave Obama money for this campaign. It's because the Republicans know once you start to squeeze any group of wealthy individuals, we're going to see it taken out on the employees and the staff and the workers. And that is not what we need right now. We need incentives. We need job growth. And this fiscal cliff couldn't have come at any worse time right now. Because now what we're dealing with is we're going to have a assault on the wealthy, and they're going to assault back on their employees, and we're going to be nowhere. You know, what the government should be doing is figuring out some sort of a tax deduction for employees you're hiring, or some sort of an incentive. Anybody that hires, any company that hires 50 employees this next year will get a break on their taxes. And those 50 employees paying taxes will probably equal more to that extra 1 or 2% the rich guy's paying. And now we have people. And now we have, you know, 50 more people per employer in the, you know, out there putting money into the system, getting money for Christmas gifts, getting money for Valentine's, shopping more. I don't understand that. From what we understand, there's a 10-year, $2.2 trillion proposal from House Speaker John Boehner. They say it's very similar to what he brought up last year, but Obama's pressing for additional tax increases and appears to be balking at the spending cuts. The problem we have right here is we have people who know nothing about economics running things. And the last thing I want is this recession to continue. Incentivize employers to hire people. That's what they should be doing right now. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100-foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy. We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to Freeze Dry Guy who is sponsoring this part of the show. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we have a woman here who lied about being raped. And she's now being charged in Tennessee with filing a false rape claim. Now, why would she have done such a thing? Well, 27-year-old Lynette Lee told detectives in Clarksville, Tennessee, that she didn't enjoy the date. The man never raped her, and she made up the whole story to get back at him for what she thought was a bad date. Guys, be careful. Didn't we just talk about be careful who you meet? Now, I'm dying to know if they met online or where they met or wow. Oh, my gosh. So Miss Lynette Lee was charged with filing a false police report and held on a $2,000 bond. She initially told police officers from a hospital that she was raped by a man she met on the online dating site MeetMe.com. Per her story, the two had agreed to meet up. She then told authorities that the two of them went to an unknown location where the man removed his clothes and forced her to have sex with him despite her desire not to. Investigating the story, police interviewed the man who promptly said the allegations against him were not true. He said that he did meet with her and on the second date they had consensual sex. The man also said that they had a good time and made further arrangements to meet again. Police then called Lee, who again told officers the same story as before, but shortly after, she asked them to drop the case and admitted that the incident had been completely fabricated. She said she made up the story because she didn't enjoy the date and it was bad. Do you believe that? Did he call her and say, this is stupid, you better drop it? Man. Crazy. I mean, there are ways to identify. Now forensic science has allowed people to, you know, officers to be able to conduct a little bit more of an investigation than they used to be able to on a alleged rape case. But you see, this is the type of woman that ruins it for all of us. Okay? You know, I mean, in the olden days, God forbid you were attacked, police would believe you. Okay? Then, the first person that cried rape that wasn't, now any of us that, God forbid, get assaulted, we have to go through an interrogation to make sure we're not lying. And then we thought, okay, well, I don't think anybody lies about that anymore. No, here you go. You got a 27-year-old who apparently now is, you know, being put up on charges for doing just that. Lying about a rape. If I was a guy, I don't know how you could protect yourself. You know, I mean, unless you have, it's hard. I mean, you need witnesses, not that you want somebody in the actual room, but maybe what you guys need to do, and I'm just brainstorming here, is let's say the night is going in the direction you want it to. Now, you realize that none of this would happen if you guys actually waited to have sex till you got married. You understand that? Right, you have a wedding, right? She's consenting during the wedding. She tells everybody at the wedding she's excited about her wedding night. Most likely you're not going to be accused of false rape. But I understand many of you do not wait for the wedding and you decide to have sex on a second date or a first date or not even a date. Listening to the Dr. Dahlia show in the car does not count as a date. And I don't know how you would protect yourself unless maybe if you guys are at the club or whatever and she whispers to you she wants to go home, you have your friends come up saying she wants to go, I want to stay, but she wants to go. And if she's like, yeah, I want to go, I want to, you know, maybe this way you have some sort of a witness. I don't know. I don't know, but if I was a guy, I would be scared to death that somebody could accuse you of doing something you didn't. Now, it would be, I guess, easy for them to check to see if her DNA is on you, but as days go by, that's going to be harder and harder to prove. I don't know. That'll be kind of interesting to find out where this goes. But, I mean, well, this particular case, she already, you know, denounced it, retracted it, but I'd like to know. I want to find that out. How long could the evidence last? I'll look that up. That's interesting. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DLC. Oh, sorry. Don't mean to yawn. I had to get up really early today. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right. Synthetic pot is sending thousands of young people to the emergency room. Synthetic pot is still a drug, kids. Come on. Apparently, U.S. emergency rooms tended to more than 11,400 cases of drug-related health complications specifically linked to synthetic marijuana. And that was just 2010. Synthetic marijuana has really gotten popular over the last 2 years. So if in 2010, they're looking at 11,000. I can't imagine now that we're at the end of 2012. Released Tuesday, the Dawn Report from U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, SAMHSA, attaches a hard figure to the health risks associated with the growing use of synthetic marijuana. They say actual marijuana, though, did actually cause far more ER visits, believe it or not, 461. But they say it's a growing problem and people need to think about it and be more aware. Synthetic marijuana come under the name Spice and K2. As a legal alternative to real marijuana, based on its reputation and being able to give a similar high. They say the various ingredients are typically sprayed in liquid form on top of plant materials. So the fake marijuana is that. It's basically a legal plant with the synthetic, I'm sorry, these pop-ups are interrupting me. Basically, it's a fake plant with the synthetic spray on them, and then they're able to smoke or do whatever they do with the marijuana, sticking in brownies, etc., and they're able to then, quote-unquote, legally use marijuana, even though it's not true, marijuana. We've seen a huge increase, especially among teens. And they get it from stores, they get it from the internet, and they get it all over the place. Now, what can these things do? Well, a variety of things. I mean, vomiting, anxiety, high blood pressure, agitation, and even seizures. You know, somebody getting a seizure, you know, people make fun of seizures all the time. And it's ridiculous what I see on television. Like, oh, well, he had a seizure and he was fine and he woke up from it. You could die from one seizure. Isn't that what happened to John Travolta's child? He had a seizure and died. You lose air to the brain when you have a seizure. Just because in the movie some people wake up from a seizure, it doesn't mean that always happens. So, we need to just remind our kids that it's not like oregano or something. I mean, they're actually putting chemicals into their body. And if they don't get a clue, somebody has to tell them. Now, they're saying heavy smokers will cut back the most when cigarette taxes rise. Another study is trying to say we're doing the right thing by racking up taxes on these cigarettes. They think heavy smokers would probably be the most resistant to cigarette price increases because they're so addicted to smoking if they're heavy smokers. But they found no. Actually, they did smoke a little less to save money. At the start of the study, the typical smoker averaged 16 cigarettes a day. They say that fell to 14 cigarettes a day after 3 years. During that time, the average price for a pack of cigarettes went from $3.96 in 2001 to $4.41 in 2004. Most of those increases came from state taxes. Now, what would be a heavy smoker? They see 2 packs a day. So 40 cigarettes or 2 packs a day. And they expected that these people would reduce their consumption a lot more. They did. They reduced their consumption. To me, not enough. I still have a big problem with isolating a group and discriminating against them, you know, making one group of people pay more than somebody else. I know it's a product. And unfortunately, the people who are addicted to smoking, whether it's our vets, you know, whether it's our older individuals that didn't know that are now addicted. I mean, I know government wants to make money and they think they want to, you know, it'll save the world by doing this, but it just bothers me a little bit. I think we really should be spending more time and money on how to help these smokers get off smoking. Just raising the taxes and trying to put them all into nicotine withdrawal is not the nicest things to do to this population. Okay? Now, I know some people dislike smokers. They say, well, they're purposely trying to kill people. Many of the smokers I know, they never intended. They came back from Vietnam. They came back from the Persian Gulf. Came back from Korea. They smoked. Have a couple World War II vets. That's about it. I hate seeing my veterans have to have a hard time, especially as they're aging. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Speaking of seizures, they say a study does support a link between stress and epileptic seizures, and they said that epilepsy patients, depending on their stress, will notice a change in their seizures. I want to talk a little bit more about this as well as some other medical stories, so please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody, Dr. Dolly here. Now listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called Nova Joint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, Nova Joint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of Nova Joint if you use my coupon code DOCDALI, DOCDALI. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DOCDALI 3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, NovaJoint.com, and love how you feel.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remember, you can always follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook as well at the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, many of us know somebody who suffers from seizures, whether they have a seizure disorder, whether they have epilepsy, etc. And the one thing that we're always trying to research is how to decrease the number of seizures. Well, a study this week came out saying antidepressants may actually decrease the number of seizures in some of our epileptics, but this first study talked about stress. The researchers from the University of Cincinnati performed functional MRI scans during a stressful math exercise on 16 epilepsy patients who thought stress was a factor in their seizure. And then they looked at 7 patients who did not. Both groups performed pretty similarly on this math test. Those who perceived stress had a greater impact on their epilepsy, had greater brain activation. And so they think that we may be able to, if we could figure out how to control someone's stress, control their seizures. Now, this study makes some sense, because when you look at the next study that came out, said antidepressants actually lead to fewer seizures. And antidepressants boost mood and lower anxiety. According to this study presented at the annual meeting of American Epilepsy Society in San Diego, they said patients who took SSRIs, Celexa, Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, etc., appeared to have less seizures because they had changes in mood and anxiety, and the antidepressant therapy, as long as it was on board for a few months, these patients showed improvement or remission of their symptoms. This was a pretty significant test. They said the antidepressants did not worsen the seizure frequency by any means. They actually had an anti-seizure effect. They think this should interest doctors. Now, I think the one medication you can't take if you've had a seizure disorder would be bupropion or Wellbutrin. If I, again, that's something I would just, probably still avoid. But the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors or the serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors like Celexa, Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, et cetera, and I believe maybe Effexor, those don't seem to induce epileptic activity or seizure activity, could actually help. That would make sense. The less excitability, the less stress, the better. I think it makes perfect sense to me. Now, we've talked about different things that cause seizures. Infection could do it, lack of oxygen, alcohol withdrawal, benzodiazepine withdrawal. Where you need to be careful is if you take these benzodiazepines like Valium, Xanax, etc., and you stop taking them abruptly after taking them for years, you could actually have a seizure. You know, sometimes the withdrawal of a medicine can cause a seizure. Fevers could cause seizures, but a rapid spike of a fever. So any, I think, rapid change could be just as, inductive of a seizure as other things, which is, again, why we always recommend to avoid stress. You see how it's the same story, different day? Same thing, different day. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But if you are on an antidepressant, make sure it is an antidepressant that your doctor finds okay, if you've had a history of a seizure disorder. Okay, do you guys know we've had a spider astronaut called Spider Knot at the Smithsonian? Apparently there was a jumping spider, Nefertiti, recently returned from a 100-day stay at the International Space Station as part of a student-initiated experiment. I think I heard it just died. Apparently was living at the insect zoo at the Smithsonian's National Museum of Natural History, dubbed Spider Knot. The spider was chosen to trek to the International Space Station through a worldwide competition for science experiments among students aged 14 and 18. There were more than 2,000 entries submitted. One of the winners, 18-year-old Amir Mohammed from Alexandria, Egypt, proposed they examine how a jumping spider, which leaps to catch its prey, would adjust in microgravity. Okay, let me tell you right now, Amir. If I'm an astronaut going into that space station, there's no way in heck I would be taking a jumping spider with me. No way. In total, the spider Nefertiti traveled around 42 million miles and circumnavigated the Earth 1,500 times. So he's tired. Nefertiti was the first spider to travel in space. She's expected to live another 6 months. I could swear I just read it actually died. Cleopatra was another spider that traveled. Cleopatra died on the way home. Again, because it's a spider, I'm just not crying over this one. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Something that was very interesting in the news was there was a woman that we talked about earlier this show, Andrea Aragon, who had a runny nose for probably more than 4 months. It was clear, a tasteless liquid, running out of her nose for 4 months. Doctors kept telling her it was allergies. And Miss Aragon, Andrea Aragon, 35 years old, she's a mother, lives in Tucson, Arizona, said something's not right. If I looked down or bent over, it would just pour out of my nose. I had no control at all. She said doctors blew off her concerns. She thought something was wrong. Well, what it ended up being was she had a cerebral spinal fluid leak through two cracks in the back of her sphenoid sinus. Now, this could have killed her because if you have cerebral spinal fluid that has access to outside air, you could get infection, and with infection comes meningitis and then death. So this could have been a condition that killed her. For 4 months, she was walking around with this, where if she moved her head, this would drain. Scary stuff. She said she's still in shock. She had surgery at the University of Arizona Medical Center in October. She said she was very fortunate and said, you know, because she could have gotten meningitis, gone into a coma, and died. The cerebral spinal fluid leak is very, very rare. 1 in 100,000 or 1 in 200,000 patients, according to her surgeon, Dr. Alexander Chu, chief of division of otolaryngology. Huh, I wonder if they joke about, you know, basically he's an ENT doctor and his last name is Chu. Bless you. No, that's my name. Most often, these ENT doctors, they have to have a good sense of humor, honestly, because, you know, it's all about sneeze and boogers and cerebral spinal fluid, etc. Anyway, they say most often it is seen in overweight patients who have high cranial pressure. The sinus pops open. Sometimes a car accident or head trauma can cause a tear. They say in her case, it was more of a freak thing, who has treated only about 100 cases. They say the danger isn't the loss of fluid, but rather infection. Yeah, your body will make enough fluid. It's just you got this cerebral spinal fluid. Basically, that is now access a superhighway to the brain. That is some dangerous stuff. From what we understand, Chu and his colleague neurosurgeon Dr. Michael Lamoli used an endoscopic method to access the sinus, patch up the two sinus cracks. They entered the sinus through the nose, and they grafted skin over the leaky spots. U of A is the only medical center to routinely perform this procedure and has the largest volume of endoscopic skull-based cases in the state. Well, of course, I'm giving them a great commercial now. It sounds like these guys know their stuff, so go there. Sounds good to me. They say many other hospitals, surgeons will repair these sinus cracks with a craniotomy, which can be very painful, extensive scarring, etc. They basically take part of the brain, pull it backward, taking out frontal bones, lifting them out of the way, patching up the belly of the brain. This way, they go through the nose like going under a car to fix a carburetor. Surgeons injected dye into her spinal fluid to find the exact location of the leak. Because usually the dye, it's colorless. Where they found the leak, the fluid turned green. The endoscopic route is safer, they say, because surgeons stay away from optic nerves and a part of the brain that is responsible for smell. Endoscopically, the procedure, they say, is successful 95 to 99% of the cases. Scar tissue grows over the graft and then hopefully prevent any more leakage. She is going to be monitored multiple times a year. She is not leaking. You know, she did have a sinus infection. They say just weeks before the leak began. And how scary. She has 3 children. Imagine if any bacteria had gotten in there. Now, okay, what about you guys? All right, how many of you walking around life have leaky cerebral spinal fluid? I doubt it's anything like this, but anytime you have chronic allergies or chronic nasal dripping, you got to see an ENT and an allergist, hands down. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Bye, Cadillac. Please come on for Christmas.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com. CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at the Dr. Dahlia Show. This just in, Malcolm in the Middle star, Frankie Muniz, you know, the guy that was really little, and then, you know, he obviously grew up in the show, and my kids love Malcolm in the Middle. Apparently, he just had a little mini stroke. According to TMZ, doctors are stumped. The kid is 26 years old. He was taken to an Arizona ER on Friday when friends noticed he was, quote unquote, acting really weird. He was having trouble speaking and understanding words. They got freaked out. Doctors told Frankie he had suffered a mini stroke, though they don't know what caused it. Frankie is, I guess, still waiting results. His birthday is, I believe, tomorrow, and he's turning 27. His band, Kingsfoil, is set to begin touring on Friday, but he's currently under doctor's orders to take things easy. You know, see, we were just talking about how, you know, just do not underestimate Just don't underestimate, you know, what could happen to your brain. Man, 36 years old, dies after soccer injury, according to Fox News. Apparently, a 36-year-old had sustained a head injury during an indoor soccer game in West Michigan. The Muskegon Chronicle reports Kevin Lee Conkright was playing at Shoreline Soccer Club in Norton Shores on Thursday night when he collided with another player, fell, and hit his head. Apparently, he got immediate care from a nurse who was on the team. He was taken to an area hospital and died. Apparently, the Shoreline Soccer Club has indoor fields and offers training and leagues for children and adults. Soccer injuries to the head, extremely dangerous. And these, I mean, obviously soccer players, they don't wear helmets, and that's something we probably will never see. I mean, football has been around for, before American football. But, we don't underestimate how dangerous it is. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Severe gum disease has been now linked to impotence. They said if you don't take care of your teeth and you don't floss regularly, we're going to talk about this tomorrow because I'm going to have some fun with this. They say that periodontal disease is linked to impotence. A small Turkish study found that men in their 30s who had severe periodontal disease were more than three times as likely to suffer from erection problems than those who had healthy gums. The study showed that 53% of those with erectile dysfunction, problems getting or maintaining an erection, had inflamed gums, as compared to 23% without signs of gum disease. Now, remember, we've had dental links to heart disease, right? Okay, people with gum disease could be more risk for a heart attack. People who are impotent may be having cardiovascular diseases because of the less blood flow through the penis, less blood flow to the heart. It just makes sense that we connect the triangle, the Bermuda Triangle. So dental problems, heart problems, sexual performance problems all together. Erections are created when the brain senses sexual stimulation, causing the muscles of the penis to relax. Did you guys know that's how erections happen? When the muscles of the penis relax, blood flow comes into the spongy tissue called the corpus cavernosum. The veins are then shut off to keep blood from flowing out of the area. That's kind of what Viagra helps do. It's a phosphodiesterase inhibitor that prevents then the mechanism to allow the blood to go back. It keeps the blood in there longer. The study was based on the premise because gum disease can reduce the elasticity of the endothelial lining of blood vessels, it could also be linked to erectile dysfunction. Look, elasticity, endothelial, erectile, the letter of the day is E. They say that we know periodontal disease. Okay, that's boring. Okay, so what do we do? It means you got to brush your teeth. You've got to brush your teeth if you want the wee-wee to work. Researchers compared 80 men with erectile dysfunction to 82 men without the problem. All were between 30 and 40 years old and were patients of Dr. Oguz's urology department. Oguz. People were excluded from the study if they had diabetes, heart disease, or high blood pressure, or had been undergoing therapy for gum disease within the last year, if they were taking oral antibiotics within the last 6 months, or if they smoked. They also adjusted for body mass index, household income, etc. All the patients had undergone a periodontal exam looking at the gums by a periodontist who had no knowledge if the patient had an erectile dysfunction problem. I wouldn't ask either if I was a dentist periodontist. The research found that chronic periodontitis is present more often in patients with erectile dysfunction. So if you are requiring Viagra or Levitra or Cialis, I would suggest go and clean your teeth. All right. Also, periodontal disease could be linked to heart disease. This is why, you know, we keep saying if you need Viagra, you should probably get your heart checked. That's why I am so grateful to Pfizer and Viagra and the makers of Levitra and Cialis, because if it wasn't for those companies, I can't tell you how many people we wouldn't have been able to prevent heart disease. Because men come in and I go, I'm not giving you Viagra until I check your heart. If you're having problems with the blood vessels in your penis, there could be problems with blood vessels in the heart. And we end up finding many of these people have cardiovascular issues. And we're able to get them, you know, stented or surgery, etc. Viagra is saving people's lives more than you know. And then, you know, with the links between teeth and bad gums and heart disease, it just makes sense. Like I said, it connects the triangle. Okay, so you all know what to do now, right? Does everybody know what to do? Good. Okay, let me move on, try to find what other article I want to talk about. Hold on a second here. Oh, I had everything all organized in my damn pop-ups. They say there's been an issue with our children being over-medicated, especially our ADHD kids. Well, study today said, nah, Now we're good. We're good. In fact, maybe not enough kids receive ADHD medicines. They say only 14% of such adolescents receive medicine for attention deficit. They say we do not find overuse of medications, and there did not appear to be misuse of medications among those who had a mental disorder during the last year. They say there are more kids out there with chronic disorders who are not on medications than those who are. I'll give them that. I'll give them that. They say a limited number of mental health professionals are the cause of this because we don't have enough health professionals, mental health professionals around to exist to meet the needs of all the children with mental disorders, with waiting lists to see a psychiatrist taking 6 to 15 months, and schools aren't equipped. They say overall 14% of teens who had a mental disorder have been treated with drugs. 20% diagnosed with ADHD. Other disorders were eating disorders, mood disorders, behavioral disorders, substance use, anxiety disorders. Medication use was highest among those with ADHD, followed by those with mood disorders, eating disorders, behavior disorders, substance use disorders, etc. Antidepressants were most often prescribed for mood disorders, but stimulants such as Ritalin was most prescribed for ADHD. They say antipsychotic drugs were probably the least prescribed. Now, there was another study talking about how much, I forgot what the number was. There was an article saying 1 in 5 adults have a mental disorder. I can't think of what the number was for teens. But we have a lot of people that are not getting treated who need to be. And again, it's a huge part of that. We don't have enough healthcare professionals. We don't have enough psychiatrists. We don't have enough psychologists. They were even talking about maybe allowing psychologists to prescribe, since we don't have enough doctors out there. Now, why wouldn't we? Psychiatry is a fascinating profession. Why wouldn't we? I think the average person who wants psychiatry wants to be a psychologist. They want to talk to people. They want to really dig deep and spend that time. But you can't practice medicine like that in this day and age. You can't just see a patient an hour. So most of those doctors end up having to, you know, do cash or have cash practices. And I mean, if you have an 8-hour day, that's 8 patients if you're lucky. All right. Now, I know psychologists are now charging more and more money. And I know you need a nice office and you may have more overhead. But still, you just can't get enough doctors to do that. And you know, mostly doctors don't go into the psychology profession, they go into the psychiatry profession, where you prescribe drugs, because they need the psychiatrists to, you know, help with rehab, help with people having bipolar, et cetera, and medication overdose, et cetera, in the hospital setting. So we train our MDs and DOs to really know the chemistry. So, you know, this is going to be a problem that just doesn't go away. All right, guys, can't wait to talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Facebook. But most of all, be healthy and be safe. God bless.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com, and like us on Facebook.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple. With the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.